Steve Gutreiter is a scientist with the Upper Midwest Environmental Sciences Center in La Crosse that has been monitoring Asian carp for USGS. Gutreiter says preliminary research shows the non-native species may have substantial effects on the food energy obtained by native fish because they're eating a bigger piece of the pie. He says they'll be expanding their work to look at whether Asian carp are having any effects on land-based organisms, such as birds.
We're trying to answer the question of whether or not there is less food energy and lower food quality coming off of these aquatic food webs in which there are Asian carp versus those that don't, and whether that's having any measurable effects on the birds.
Gutreiter says the study will focus on tree swallows along the Mississippi River and area tributaries.
If the Asian carp are consuming much of the phytoplankton, that also may reduce the energy that's made available to the aquatic insects. And aquatic insects are juvenile stages. When they reach adulthood, they emerge from the water, and that's when the swallows feed on them.
Gutreiter says they've long had an interest in the roles of aquatic food webs and how they may support terrestrial species. He adds Asian carp may have a trickle-down effect on humans if their presence reduces the number of native fish species. Gutreiter says that would reduce sources from which people obtain omega-3 fatty acids, which he says are essential for human health. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.